Yahrzeit Shir, Beishvat HaToshimim, Gimel January 16, 1983, on Sunday, and on the Indian of the Daf Yomi, Brochos Nun Dalad, on the Indian of Brochos HaGomel, continued.
He himself said Dalad, but still the Mishnah says, Vitovel Nio. So, but still, woe unto him, that he himself cannot... So, but still, woe unto him that he himself cannot say the Hallel, but his wife or his children have to help him out and say every word. So that shows that he didn't learn. All right, but he, of course, he's Yetzer because he repeats every word. Im hoyo godil mikare say, suppose a man, a godil, reads, says it, and he listens, so then he doesn't have to repeat every word in order to be easier. But he just has to answer, Halukyo. Halukyo. What is Halukyo? In other words, Halukyo by Hallel is like Omin by Broch. Just as we say that Omin in Broch, so called Omin by Kabbalah is Lori, that color in Omin Achara Broch, Kimberly Broch and Bid Omin just as Omin. So Omin Behamon is boring. And Kolein Omin Achara Broche, so Ki Meitzi Broche and Pidome. So by Hallel, so the response of Halukyo is a Kabole, is a harmony, it confirms the Hallel. So if somebody says the Hallel, and the one who listens answers at the end of every Kepikul, Halukyo, so that's Hamona's Dvorim, like Omin after Ebroche. So Halukyo by Halukyo is the same thing. So, Imo Yogodil Mikare, he say, Eine Achov Halukyo. So, the Arab Aminere, Yusuke said as follows. Vimoyo Godel Shunyukhuya Bidovo, Mikareis, Makreis, Eine Achov Halukyo, Viafo Pishoyo Lonulima, Shoyotzochlum, why does he have to say Halukyo? Shemea Keine, so without saying after every capital, Halukyo, so he should be Eitze, on the basis of Shemea Keine, Viafo Pishoyo Lonulima, Shoyotzochlum, Shayam Huyev Mitzie, Hoyuchin Tfilo. ונודם מייצי לחבר בו, וכמישאמרו בדינו, שיודם מבקש רחמים על עצמי. So again, he equates it with Tvil. So in other words, so the Miri in Rosh Hashanah equates Birka Shvach Vidoye with Tvil. Just as in respect of Tvil, Yerushalmi says, the Halacha of Shemei Akeine doesn't apply, even if he's Mechuye Vidoho, and he is davening himself because of his own Chiyuv Tvil. And the other one listens and is mecham to be yetzer. He's not yetzer because bidinu sheikol echod veyachod mivakish rachmo atzmei. So bakosh, so birkishvach vidoye bidinu sheikol echod mivorech birkishvach vidoye beatzmei. Then he applies the same concept ligabi halel, just as by tefila. The halacha of shemei akeine doesn't apply, but if there is omein, so then on the basis of kolein omein achara broche, kilu meitzi brochem pivdomein. So the same thing is true of Hallel, but whereas in respect to ibroche, so it is omein that is mi'ameis the broche, and it's kilu meitzi brochem pivdomein. So by Hallel it's the halukyo. The response of halukyo is considered kilu Kereyas Halel befit them. So he says, but without Halukyo, he will not be Eitzi. But let him be Eitzi on the basis of Shemei Keine. No, we do not say Shemei Keine in regard to Halel, because Halel is also analogous to Tfile. So Birke Shvach V'Idoi is analogous to Tfile, and Halel is analogous to it. What's the equation between Tfile and Birke Shvach V'Idoi? What's the equation between Tfile and Halel? So I think the pshat is very simple. The Yerushalmi says that we have a feeling we don't apply the aloha. We don't apply the aloha of Shemir Kain, even if he's mechuyev in aloha. But only if there is a tzibo, and the shliach tzibo davens the tefillah of Kirom, so then he's meitzi the yochi the enibah. But on the basis of Shemir Kain, the general aloha of Shemir Kain doesn't apply the tefillah. Bidinu, she kol echod ve'echod mevakish rachmu atzmei. What does rachmu mean? Rachmu means abim shebrei. So tefillah basically is a chiyuv of chibas alvobis. It's a chiyuv alvobis, like Abbas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. The Rambam is chilik on the Rambam. The Rambam says there is a chiyuv deraisa to be mispalel every day in tefillah midraisa. The Rambam says no, there is no chiyuv. However, the Ramban says, Efsha, that Beis Sorrow, one is Mechuyev to be Mispalel. Why? Because Ulov Day is Zeru Avidah Shemelev Zeru Tfile. So, according to the Ramban, why is it the Chiyuv Beis Sorrow? Because the Chiyuv of Ulov Day is the Chiyuv of Avidah Belev. What does it mean Avidah Belev? In other words, every Jew is Mechuyev to worship the Rebbeinu Shalom in his heart. So it's a chivas alvobis, but it has an external manifestation. This chivas alvobis of being imid is Hashem, the holy vobi, manifests itself by praying unto HaKadosh Baruch Hu in time of trouble. So basically it's a chivas alvobis, but it has external manifestations. It has to manifest itself by prayer, based on. The Rambam Shita is also like the Rambam. That the chiyuv of tefillah essentially is a chiyuv, is a chivas alvobis. But just as the Rambam says, that if a person is overtaken by problems, by trouble, then he's mechuyev. The Rambam agrees with the Rambam. But there is no human being who is not overtaken by trouble. Why is there any human being at any moment in his life who is not overtaken by trouble? And if you find such a person, so is he shaped, that person. If any person will think that he is not overtaken by any trouble, he doesn't have any problems, every person is subject to the pikis achayim, to the elements of nature, and without the chazda HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so a person couldn't survive even for one moment. So which person in the world is not overtaken by trouble? But some people have the subjective cognizance that they are overtaken by trouble. And certain people are so absorbed in their mundane things that they are not even cognizant of the fact that they are overtaken by trouble. They think they are on top of the world and they have no trouble. They have no problems. So the machlekes between the Ramban and the Rambam both agree that the mechayev of tefillah is trouble, sores. But the Ramban shita is only the subjective knowledge that one is overtaken by trouble, by problems, is mechayev tefillah. But if subjectively he's not aware of it, so then he's not mechuyev. He's not mechuyev to be mispalel. And according to the Ramban, the objective fact that a person is always, every minute of the day or the night, is overtaken by trouble, that is mechayev him in tefillah. So the chiyuv is a chiyuv alvobis. Because if a person does not pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should help him in his problems, in his troubles, it means he's not Yiras Hashem. He's not Yiras Hashem. So, but the chiyuv has to manifest itself through prayer. But essentially, it's a chiyuv of chiyuv alvobis. So that's the pshat in the Yerushalmi, that by tefillah you don't apply the aloha of Shemir Keine, because since it's essentially chivas alvavis, but it has to manifest itself externally through prayer, so memela it's not shayach to say Shemir Keine. So everyone must be mispalel himself, must be mispalel himself. And the same thing is true of Brochis Doi. Birkes Idoye, all these broches that the Mishnah mentions in Pirkei Koraye, so essentially are chivas alvavis. In other words, why is a Jew mechuyev to say Birkes Idoye I'm missing Mokim Shinasubi, missing this and that, Birkasagemu, because he has to show gratitude, Drakulishko. So, in other words, so basically it's a Chayus Alvaris. But you would say, all right, I am grateful in my heart. It's very easy, you know, to fulfill Chayus Alvaris in his heart. He's wonderful. He's grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the halacha is that the gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to manifest itself. Let's say, Bizman B'Samikdosh, it had to manifest itself by bringing the Korom Teido, but Bizman B'Samikdosh itself, Bimal Teido Yakrivenu. So it means, essentially, it was a mitzvah of Chavis Alvavis. But it had to manifest itself externally. Fui Korom Teido. And now, Bizman Azeh, so the Chachomim Mo Misakel, as the Rosh says in Broches, that it has the Chavis Alvavis, the mitzvah of inner gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for helping it and come out from the trouble in a miraculous way, so it has to manifest itself by explicitly avowing thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's only an external manifestation, the brochet, of that Birkas Hagena. But in its essence, it's a chiyu, it's a mitzvah of chivas alavis. So memele, and what is Hallel? Hallel is also the same thing. Hallel is essentially a chivas alavis. But it has to manifest itself externally by saying certain prokim in tilim, which give vent to the gratitude that every Jew owes the Rebbeinu Shalom for the fact of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Yetzias Mitzrayim is the basic fact in the existence of the Jewish people and in the existence, in the life of each and every individual Jew and Jewess. So, in other words, so basically, Hallel is a Chavis Alvavis, but that's the external manifestation. It has the Chavis Alvavis, the Kiyum of Shvach V'Idoi, what is Hallel? Also Shvach V'Idoi to the Rebbeinu Shalom, for being redeemed. So Nevi'im Tiknu al Kol Perek V'Perek and al Kol Tzor Shal Itav La'Tzibo V'Nigolim Imenu. So basically it's a mitzvah of Chavis Alvavis, of giving gratitude in the heart to the Rebbeinu Shalom. But it has to manifest itself externally by reciting certain Prokim in Tilim. It says, Yisroel Mitzrayim, Yisroel Mitzrayim, Loi Lonu Hashem, Loi Lonu, Toshim Chotein Kovein. But essentially, it's a Chavis Alvavis. But this is only the external manifestation. So, for the same reason that the Yerushalmi says, that Tfilah, so the Aloche of Shimei Akeine doesn't apply. Why doesn't it apply? Because Bidinu Shikol Echod Ve'Echod Mivat Yishrachin Latzme. What's the pshat? Because essentially Tfilah is a Chavis Alvavis. Uli Ovdei B'chol Livavchem. Eizeu Avir Shebelev Zeu Tfilah. So the essential Chiyuv is to worship God internally. In our heart. How do you worship God internally? What do you have to do? It has to manifest itself externally. So in other words, every time a person is overtaken by trouble, so he's mechuyev to pray HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam Shittis, in view of the fact that there isn't a minute in anyone's life when a person is not overtaken by trouble, so memele, he's mechuyev to pray HaKadosh Baruch Hu at least once a day. At least once a day. And if he prays three times a day, so even before the takone, by the obvious, or the takone, by the anshiknes sagdeilo, obvious tiknum tzu, or the anshiknes sagdeilo tiknum. So even before the takone, there is a kiyum, a mitzvah min amufra, to daven three times a day. Why three times a day? The Neil mentions, three times a day. Erev beikea vitzoroyim, or sicho ve'omo. So in other words, Erev Beikah Utzoroyim represent the three intervals in the vicissitudes of the human life. So Memele, so true, if he davens once a day, so it means he already is a Yevetz Hashem B'chol Levavo, in a minimum way. But to do it mitzvah namufreya, so he has to be spalel three times. Erev beika mitzoroi. So essentially, it's a chivas alavis. But it has to manifest itself externally by prayer. So mainly we do the chayda aloche of shirakeine bidinu shekolecho deachot yivakish rachno latzmei. And the same thing is true of Birka Shvach Vidoye, because the essential obligation of Birka Shvach Vidoye is a Chavis Olavis. But, Chachomim HaMisake, just in his heart, he will entertain the thought, he's grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will not leave an impression upon his mind and upon his heart. So Chachomim HaMisake, no, he has to spell it out, he has to give in to his inner gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time he sees Mokim Shinasa Benisim, he has to say a broche. And if, let's say, Kodo Kilim Chadoshim, and he's overwhelmed with joy over the Kilim Chadoshim, he has to express his gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But essentially, it's a Chivas Alvavez. But the broche, the recitation of a certain broche, is only the external manifestation of the internal mitzvah of gratitude unto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, and Birkas HaGemel, essentially, even Bisman Abayis, when there was a mitzvah to bring a Korban Teda, in Malkeido Yakrivenu, so it was a mitzvah of Chavis Alvavis. But the gratitude, the internal gratitude unto HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to manifest itself, Bisman Abayis, in the form of a Korban. But in its essence, it's a Chavis Alvavis. So, there is no Korban, so in Mele, we should manifest externally this inner gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for coming out from trouble, for recovering from our sickness, or for being released from the dungeon by saying a certain broche. But in its essence, it's a mitzvah of Chavis Alvavis. So just this tefillah, and Hallel also essentially is a mitzvah of Shvach Veidoye to the Rebbeinu Shalom for the Yetzias Mitzrayim and for redeeming us. But it has to manifest itself externally by reciting certain prokim in Tehillim. But essentially, in its essence, it's a kiyum of Chavis Alvavis. So mainly it's not shayach to say Shemir Kein. That's the reason as to why the Niri equates on one hand the Bishvach Vidoye Tfilah, and in Misach Sukkah he equates Hallel with
I'm going to go to the hospital. Nachato Adinoi, Hamarin Barovi.
Thank you. I need the liner.